Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise God. Thank God. Again, praise God for you and you. Tell a friend and call a friend. Let them know that Doctrine of Truth is back on the air. Amen. It's always a special time for us to get together as friends and brethren in the Lord and discussing things that help us to grow. The Bible said, a mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. Amen. And we thank God for you and you, wherever you might be. Amen. Father, we thank you right now, oh God, that look upon this program, oh God, wherever they might be, whatever they're going through. And Lord, we know you're able to do everything but fail. And Lord, we ask you to stretch your hand of the limits in Jesus' name, oh God, and bind Satan's hand on every part, or bind all spirit of sickness and disease in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come against all principalities and powers. We bind all Satan's evil spirits, wickedness, demons, lying, and tormented spirits, and strong man among all principalities and powers and rulers of this darkness of this world, including their works, their roots, their fruits, their tentacles, and the links. Oh God, include any spirit or any strong man of doubt and unbelief, leviathan, proud, anger, rage, strife, deception, self-deception, confusion, self-confusion, divination, the Jezebel spirit, the Thiathan spirit, accusation, familiar spirit, delusion, self-delusion, oh God, unforgiveness, witchcraft, and self-willed sin. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we bind in these evil spirits. Because you said in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. And God, we come against every spirit. Oh, man, drugs, confusion, divorce, all kind of properties. And, oh, God, any distortion, abomination of the bodies and minds. We bind that spirit in the name of Jesus and loose it in heaven and in earth. And bless each and every one that come forth, oh, God, in this broadcast. Oh God, that it be heard, and that through their testimonies and through their confession, God, you will free them in the name of Jesus. We pray, amen. God bless you. Amen. As always, we are here, amen, discussing and be a powerful discussion as always. And we're asking each and every one if they even give an input. Amen. We're not out fighting. We're not out confusing anyone. But we like to share one for another that we all can grow and get an insight on problems. Amen. Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, the Bible says, let his word be established. Amen. And two is better than one. Why older men are not teaching younger men, amen, today in time because of so much construction and things that are happening over the world. Maybe we can discuss it and come through some type of solution, or just to, amen, to air what you feel about the problem. Amen. We want to start out, amen, in the scripture. Paul was saying, amen, in 2 Timothy, the third chapter, 2 Timothy, the third chapter, and we'll go from there. And asking you to give your input and your scriptures, your dream, your vision. Possibly that, you know, in the latter part of the broadcast, we always like to come to a conclusion of a fruitful, workable answer towards the problem. Amen. Not creating the problem. We all know what the problem is, but we want to get to an answer. 2 Timothy, the third chapter, reading this now. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, in contention, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, for such turn away. For of this sort are they which creepeth into houses and lead captivity silly women, led with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now of Jasmine and Jember withstood Moses, so does these also resist the truth, men of corrupt mind, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifested unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, matter of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecution, affliction, which came unto me in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra. With what persecution I endure, but out of them all the Lord's deliverance. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through Jesus Christ, and through faith which is in Jesus Christ. All Scriptures is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. We are kind of resting on 2 Timothy 3 and 15, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Paul is talking to the young pastor. He was saying Timothy was taught from a child, amen, to observe, amen, the word and the Scriptures, whereby he received, amen, salvation. So it's very important, amen. We start early with young people, amen, and teaching them, because of the fact the first learning of a person always remain in their mind, and to make it simply, the subconscious. Things that people had done to them early in life. Amen. Things that come up early in life. You remember your first bicycle. You remember your first toy. Amen. You remember your first Christmas tree and your first birthday, your first trip. Amen. Your first dinner. You remember a lot of those things. Amen. Early in life. And whoever mentored you, amen, it instructed you about these things. It built up in your memory. And this is why Paul, amen, had made certain statements concerning renewing our mind. In the book of Romans, amen, Paul was speaking about we should renew our mind, because there are a lot of things in our mind and our subconscious and our memory, amen, that sets up traps and booby traps and things that would knock us off of our faith and our walk with Christ. So we have to transform our mind. Romans 12 and 2, Paul say, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And this is where we are concerning the teaching of older men. You have to, those especially those that came into Christ. The young men, the young people today have to deal with temptation. They have to deal with traditions of their parents and customs wherever they live. And many, many situations we don't know where they come from. Amen. As a parent and a father, amen. I know it's today, you have a lot of competition out there, but we as men and women of God, we have to try. Amen. We have to try. And through the Holy Spirit and through the scriptures, we know it's nothing too hard for God. But we always thank you now. We're going to go to the phone lines as well. I know we have a lot to say on this subject. And we thank God for the many of you supporting this broadcast. Amen. You can go to 1-347-215-8816 or 1-855-236-2252 and push 1 on your phone. Amen. And our technician will type you in, and we'll be glad to have what you have to say. Here, Dr. Truth, you have no bad answer. Amen. No correct answer. No wrong answer. Amen. We just want you to share from your heart. Amen. But do not, we're not here to batter anyone or to point fingers. So what we always do, call your area code and your last four digits. And you don't have to give your name or your location, but we want to recognize you. Amen. Talking about why older men are not teaching younger men. Maybe you are. Maybe you are in a certain location. Amen. And we just need to know. On the news, you get a lot of bad news. We hardly ever hear, amen, anything good happening, because the news is being paid to bring bad news. Amen. Every day and every night we listen to the news. Amen. What's happening in the world. But we need to hear what's good happening in the world. Maybe someone can start a program, a broadcast, about what's happening good in the world. Amen. To help men and women. There, we're discussing. You can push 1 on your phone. Amen. We have some great testimonies, I believe, that will come forth. Amen. And to then you can share, amen, about what God has done for you and what you have seen God has done for others as well. Amen. In the book, tradition, talking about tradition, and Jesus spoke about tradition, and we're waiting on our callers. Amen. Jesus spoke about tradition whereby at the time the Pharisees, it was a Sabbath day, and the Jesus' disciples, they was out there eating corn in the field. And the Pharisees caught them and said, hey, this is wrong because this is the Sabbath day. And Jesus began to tell them about the tradition of men. And that's one of that was a problem that fights against the Word of God. Tradition, what you have learned, amen, what you're going to teach your child early in life, and your child grows up looking at that, or what others are teaching that your child picks up, and other role models that he picks up. So tradition is a problem. Tradition is a problem that you have to deal with. Amen. And not only that, but there are some old teachings, some customs. Wherever state or city you're in, the customs of the people have a situation that affect our young men. So our young men today, we need more role models than what they see on movies and television. They need to see and be among men, being in a circle of men, as well as some of their peers as well. Amen. Because Paul told Timothy, amen, that not despise itself being young. Amen. Let them be young people. At the same time, you know, they will grow up with understanding about what's going on in this world. Amen. All right, we have some callers, and you can just push 1 on your phone, and not everybody at one time, but we will have those that would like to testify, those that would like to have something to say, amen, about them growing up and something they people overlooking now. It might be, you know, what youth can do, young men and women can do. Sometimes it can be a problem. The lack of activities when they get out of school, don't have jobs, lack of education. But what can they do? You know, God, through the church, the Lord, through His Holy Spirit, and many times we forget the power. God said He give us power after His Spirit come upon us. That means He give us the insight, visions, and dreams if we ask Him. Young men, amen, old men dream, young men have visions, amen. So our young men need to have a vision. They need to have, amen, a supernatural idea from God. And wherever they are, He can, He will. He's God. He can create things if it need to be. If it need to be. Amen. God can create situations. When you come into Christ, and you accept Christ as Lord and Savior, and you say, Lord, I do accept, amen, your spiritual baptism as well. I accept your spiritual baptism. Now, that baptism bring you into visions and dreams and prophecy that the world wants to know. Now, people want to know, how can they invest their money? People want to know, amen, where are they going to be next year? Are they on the right track? Where to go to get an answer? Many people have problems, but they don't know where to go. And through God, through His Spirit, you know, that's what you call prayer. Prayer and asking God, amen. Christianity, we have an open line. Amen. Like we have, we're talking on this program. Those of you that dial right in, and the same thing apply when you become a child of God. Amen. Don't forget that you have a right to pray. You have a right to receive an answer. Amen. You have a right, amen, to what God has to offer. It doesn't matter where you are in the world, in the United States. Amen. He said, Jesus said, whosoever will, let him come. Let him come. And when you come to Christ and pray and ask Him, amen, that's powerful. That's powerful. You have access to God. So our young men and young men and everybody need to know you have access. People talking against you and the enemy, that's his job. His job that he... Amen. He want people to follow him, and that's what he had Adam and Eve back in the garden. That's why he approached Adam and Eve, because he knew they had God access, communion, and he shared with them and talked with them. Amen. The devil don't want you to have that. He wants you to always think you don't have access with God. Amen. All right. You can press 1 on your phone. We want to get, amen, too far out, because that's why we dial out to have some of you to express yourself and to share with us. And those of you, amen, that's on the line, we have people on the line from 404 and 707, amen, and 561 and, amen, 954. Amen. We thank God for all of you. Amen. Our young men and women need to hear something. They need to hear something. Amen. And we need to share what we know. Amen. You don't have to have a degree to talk on to talk here on this program. Amen. Because, amen, it's down to the grassroots level. Amen. We want to make it as simple as possible that anyone can hear. Amen. This broadcast, you can share with others of young people today, knowing that, you know, God do recognize their condition. He will never set the church up. He set the church up to save. amen, his investment. Jesus died for mankind, and he said, whosoever will, let him come. And he will help them with their life, and he will help them in their walk here on earth, here on earth. Yes, we are going to heaven to be judged, amen, to live eternal life or eternal damnation, but at the same time, you living here and you walking here. Amen. So Christ is concerned. He is concerned. Amen. John 3:16 is still available. Amen. Whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So God don't want you to perish. And Jesus came to, that you might have life and that you might have it more. That means here on earth, more abundantly. Amen. So the enemy don't want you to have access. He doesn't want you to be knowing that you have an answer with God. Is reading his word. Paul was talking to Timothy as we're waiting here for our callers to press 1 on your phone. Paul is talking to Timothy, and he was stating to Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:15. That from a child, he said, thou hast known the scriptures, the holy scriptures. Amen. What was able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Salvation is like the first key to all of God's mysteries. The church is a private, personal, individual walk, but we associate. Amen. The association brings on symbolization. So we all assemble ourselves together and put information like we're putting our information together tonight and today, wherever you might be listening to the broadcast. Amen. God give us access, and he give us things through the scripture. So one step, not only directing our young men and women about Christ, but once they get the real information about the Bible and about God, they will see that Jesus is not a poor person. Amen. They will see that wisdom is powerful. Amen. Wisdom is powerful. They will see, amen, that what Paul, would, knowing the scriptures, amen, knowing the scriptures and knowing while we're waiting here for, amen, one of you to punch in and one of you to take involved. We don't want to go too far here, but we want to look at Ecclesiastes here for a moment. And we say Paul was saying that Timothy knew the scriptures. He was taught early in life. You know, he was taught early in life about the word of God. And you find that Paul was saying at the end of that book that all scriptures are given. Back to 2 Timothy 3rd chapter in the 16th verse, 2 Timothy 3:16, says all scriptures are given by inspiration of God. That's the Holy Spirit, and these they had prophets and teachers. Amen. They would talk, and they had what they call scribes would write. Amen. Like we got secretaries. Some of them had secretaries that were right. And it's profitable for teaching, doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So all scriptures. Now, if you had a Bible that, you know, you can just take in between the first covenant, the second covenant, the New Testament and Old Testament. Amen. If you desire one day, and understand what Paul is saying. In other words, he's saying, take that piece of paper, take that sheet between the Old Testament, between Malachi and Matthew, tear it out. And you got a whole, you got all God truth. You have the history, and you have the present, amen, and the future. All of that is not, it is not separated. All of that is together. Jesus came and made it easier. Amen. He walked through all the history amen, all the world history and problems, and walked right on in through John the Baptist, brought him right on into a new dispensation to the church that he set up. Now, Ecclesiastes 7, it says, Ecclesiastes 7 and 12 says, wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense. But the excellence of knowledge is that wisdom give life to them that have it. That's why it's important. Paul was saying to Timothy, amen, he know the scriptures. Many of you, amen, because the enemy, he fights schooling, he fight instruction, he fight mentorship, because once they know the scriptures, once you begin to know something about not only the Bible, education, amen, you're able to defend yourself. You're able to defend yourself. Ecclesiastes 7, amen, he said, you're able to defend yourself. Wisdom is a defense. Amen. Our young men need to know they need to defend themselves from temptation and all of this persecution that's going on. God gave me a revelation many years ago, early part of this ministry, and as I was walking and sharing, and after the church was over, amen, I had to go back to the church and reopen it, walking down the long walkway and pathway. I had to walk back through, and coming back down through there with this place where we was worshiping at, and the evangelists, amen, all men and women need to be evangelists. Where Jesus started out, he started a ministry, amen, evangelize. It will help you see a lot of things and begin to realize God works inside the tabernacle as well as out. And this man, he was a spiritualist, and he had all of these different things in his place. And I had to be careful because of the fact people were saying that, you know, association there with using his church when I want to have meetings every now and then, and I was a part of it, so we had to eventually leave. But one thing, God gave me a revelation. He was walking through and going back and opened up the church and walked back in and got the Bible. I was walking out, got halfway to a car, and the Lord spoke to me. He said, you know, when you see two people walking, when you see two people walking, and he said, one is a minister for the devil, one has a great influence over the other. And I was looking at that, and I thought about that. And many of you have friends and relatives, they're not church-bound, they have a good character, you taught them well, but they don't have nothing to do, and here comes someone that looks like they just have power all over them. They can just holler, hey, let's go, and they'll stop whatever they're doing, amen, and they'll run to the car, or they'll leave you, whatever you ask them to do. Oh, my friend is coming, amen. Oh, we promised to go out somewhere, amen. And this person, you know for yourself, doesn't have good background for righteousness or love for your brother and sister. He just want to be used. So when these two people get together, you know that he would create a problem for your son, your child, or your daughter. Even two men together, older men, amen, when two walking together. So we want to put this out there, amen, as well. But you can push one on your phone. You go to the phone lines, and you can push one as you dial in. Amen. You can dial 1-855 toll free 236-2252. Amen. 1-855-23-2252. Or you can dial 1-347-215-8816. Amen. We're talking about why the older men, amen, according to scripture, not only older men, but older women are not teaching the younger women. Paul said this is a duty, amen, for us to church-wise. Amen. You may be not seeing it, maybe you are seeing it, but we can take it a little bit further as well. Why they're not doing it, amen, in the families today. But if they are doing it, amen, what are they teaching? What are they teaching? Amen. And this is something we all have to examine in ourselves when it comes down to God's word. That's why the word of God is so powerful. Hebrews 4 and 12 and 11 and 12 talking about the word of God is so powerful and it's quick. Amen. Hello? Hello?
Amen. Good evening.
God bless you.
Yes, sir.
I'm having a technical problem. Not showing up in the studio, but come on. I hear you.
All right. Go right ahead.
Yeah,
always great conversation, spiritual conversation. And, you know, this teaching the young men thing is something that I've been becoming more and more aware of. You know, I came up in a time when I was encouraged by my mother to go over there. Mr. Thompson over there doing something, go over there. Don't get in the way, but go over there and pay attention. But don't get in his way. And, you know, today, as I, you know, where it be in the sanctuary or in the neighborhood or in the family, when family come together on holidays or whenever family gather, I notice that all the young men, the children, are preoccupied with their gadgets, and their computers and their gadgets. So the parents have a tendency, or older people have a tendency, to not bother them when they have the electronic devices in their hand. You know, and so they grow up being entertained and learning from their electronic devices. And even now, I noticed that in the sanctuary during the messages, parents are allowing the kids to have the electronic device so that they can be occupied with something while the message is coming forth. And so I don't see where young people are seeking wisdom from the older, because they have these devices now that can give them answers to whatever questions they may have. And they are taught from an early age to depend upon these devices to answer whatever questions they have. So it's not likely they're going to look to older people for answers, but to show off the knowledge they have. And I think this is a deception of the enemy to get the youth to depend upon the electronic devices for guidance, as opposed to looking to the senior people or anyone older than them. You know? And I think that is one of the things that's causing us today have such a separation between the older being able to instill wisdom in the younger.
Very good. Before you said it out of your mouth, it hit me about the deception of 666. And, of course, people believe whatever they look at the computer or whatever device, they believe that's God. That's righteous when you look at it, not knowing it could be deception or lies people are printing up, you know, are hacking in there. Amen. That's very, very, very righteous. Amen. We thank God for that revelation. Amen. Amen. If anyone else that would like to continue on this insight, maybe they have, and they maybe you might have a sight. Amen. But it's nothing like flesh and blood standing there and talking to your child, flesh and blood, and walking up. Amen. And not believing. This could be an idol god, this electronic. Amen. It could be an idol god. The Bible says, whatever your heart is. Amen. Wherever your heart is, that's where your God is. And we just have to be careful how we serve it. And be careful to the fact that wherever you put your money, man cannot serve two masters. If you put all your money in electronic means, and that's something that seems to be a good subject, put all your funds into these different electronic beings, gadgets, other than the church, or other than you know a child, a family. And Paul would say that one time, amen, I believe it was in one of the Johns concerning, but we want to continue. If anyone else, we our electronic beings tonight, our little studio, amen, our studio lighting up a little slow, so if you have a problem, just push one on your phone, amen, and we'd be glad to text you in, but don't give up, amen. Paul was making a statement concerning the helping a brother or a sister, amen. If you see your brother, amen, say that First John, the third chapter, amen, he says that we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brethren abide in death. Whosoever hate his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no man, no murderer, has eternal life abide in heaven. He said, hereby receive ye the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our life for the life of the brethren. But whosoever had this world's good, and see his brother have need, and shut up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwell the love of God in him? Little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue. That is 1 John, the third chapter, around about the 16, 17, 18 verse. I mean, so we see children, even our youth or anyone that's in need, and that can be a good example and a model, role model that we have physically showing people and our young people what devices cannot do. They cannot sit down and talk to family and friends and give them bread and pray with them. If you're not going to bring bread or anything that's going to help the brother, don't sit there and pray for him. And you know he needs clothing, he needs food, and that's why he's in this problem. Just passing by because you're not helping him. You just make the church look bad, look Christianity look bad. Amen. But love does things. Love show. So that's one thing devices can't do. Devices cannot show love physically. Amen. So our young people, we have to find ways and means. They're looking for something to do. And devices, electronic devices, seem to be popular, but we don't want them to be a god in your home or your family. Amen. We don't want them to replace, amen, the man or the adult in the family. All right, very good. As always, press 1-855-236-2252. If you have another caller, just press 1 on your phone. Amen, and we'll tack you right in. There was an insight there, a revelation. We need some more that can help us, amen, kind of disciple things that are going on. You wonder why, amen, the Bible told, amen, train up the children the way they should go. Amen. We want to train them, let them know. The Bible says honor their mother and their father that their days might be long. Amen. We love them, but we want them to honor us. We want them to honor. It was a time when we were coming up, amen, in the older days, and people will always say, yes, sir. You didn't have to be in the armed forces or anything. They respect the older adults, and they will respect the mothers and fathers of anyone. They would respect them, yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Yes, ma'am. God bless you. But today now, they use their first name, call you by your first name, or they don't say nothing. Amen. So the parents, we still, you see the challenge. Amen. You see what we're dealing with, but don't give up. The electronic means is one in the home, on television. You have phones, cell phones, Amen. I have to watch that myself because I'm looking for my phone, looking for my cell phone, and, you know, all this computerized information. We don't want to put too much. There's nothing like a hands-on and shaking hands and God bless you. That's why it's important that we need to be an assembly, be somewhere an assembly. Amen. Real people, not computers around you. You want a real handshake and a real hug. Hello, how are you? Amen. And that's what the Bible says. Do not forsake to assemble ourselves. Amen. All right. We don't want to be, we're about three quarters away in the programming. Amen. I don't want to do all the talking because, amen, one great revelation came up about electronic devices. It might be another one. Amen. You can push one on your phone. Amen. We like to hear what you have to say. Amen. Be a part of what we need to observe the enemy is using. What kind of devices, what kind of traps and deception he's using. Amen. On his way. Amen. 1 John 4 says the Antichrist is already here. Amen. It says he's already here. That his spirit is already here. And before the program is over, we're going to pray. Amen. That whatever spirit, spiritual devices, amen. That's one God, a spirit device. Amen. Device of spirits the enemy is using. Once you can break the spirit, pray against that spirit that's against the child or the problem that you know someone is going through. Amen. Well, it might be a habit that you know of alcoholism, a drug. Amen. Pray, get someone to pray. Amen. Bind and cast that spirit out. Amen. If you don't attack that spirit, you don't pray against that spirit and ask God in heaven and earth. Amen. That spirit must be broken, and that child can get delivered. That man can get delivered. Once you know what type of spirit is dealing with that child or that man and that woman, amen, you can pray against it. You can pray against it. So we know the spirit of device, electronic devices, they always got their face in the electronic device. Amen. That spirit has captured them. That spirit has captured their interest and it's in their inner man. Amen. And their subconscious. And they feel that this is the only way they can get, amen, joy and peace. Amen. We have to pray against that. We got to pray against that. All right. We have another caller. You can push one on your phone. Amen. Anything you want to say about that you know that will help our youth? No indictment against our older men. Amen. We just use the subject matter. What can be done for our older men? Amen. What can be done? And give them a way to approach our young people. Sometimes, you have to try which way to approach people that have need. And what can be done in these instances. Amen. All right, you can dial 1-855 area code 236-2252. We're talking about, amen, what the scriptures has already brought forth. Amen. Paul and their teaching is already brought forth. And there was two young men in the Bible. One, Jesus told a parable, and it's true today. That's why the Bible is of truth. One was the prodigal son. The prodigal son. Amen. And he had a great home. He had a beautiful life. Temptation and could be appears. Amen. We have another caller. Area code 954-4427. Yes, sir.
Yes, Richard. You know, in ministry, it needs to be that the older men are pairing up with young men, and and why that is not prevalent today in ministry, there's a lot of reasons. But the ministry needs to have a program where not only do the young men need to pair up with a senior citizen, but young women. And each, there should be in ministry that every senior person in the ministry, some teenagers should pair up with them, you know, young ladies with older women and younger men with older men, that they can be able to receive that wisdom from them. We come together in the sanctuary each week, two or three times, couple of times a week, but there's no pairing up of the wisdom and the youth. There's no pairing up with the wisdom and the youth when that happens. And it goes on weekend and every week. They're just coming together, but there's never an exchange of the wisdom from the seniors in the church to the youth. And why they're not pairing up, there's a lot of reasoning for that. But it's one that the church as a whole might need to explore and find out why we're not, and see, can they get the youth to pair up with the senior citizens? Every senior citizen should have some teenager that is pairing up with them. The same way Paul was guiding Timothy to let him know that this wisdom, this word, this spirit of revelation knowledge was in him because it was passed on from his mother, grandmother, and his grandmother, and today we got to have a way that we, the older in the church, can pass this wisdom on. And it's gonna have to be that one or the other, either the senior citizen adopt the youth or the youth adopt the senior citizen, but there gotta be a way that they can begin corresponding with one another so that this wisdom can be passed along. Otherwise, we can continue to come together and never there's an exchange of the wisdom to the youth.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. Of course, amen. People overlook our seniors, a good point. Amen. They have a lot of experience. Amen. And a lot of these corporations are finding that seniors are the stabilized employees they can find. They're on time. They do their job. And they have a lot to offer. Amen. An evangelist. An evangelist he can use that as a tool. Amen. And back to mentorship, always have been a part of Jesus' direction in the church. We have to bring it into the church. We have to bring it in. We have to set aside a schedule. Schedule of times that see the youth are valuable. They are tomorrow's church. Amen. As always, God bless you. I bless you, as always. Very fruitful comments. Amen. For those that are listening, amen, we want you to get your remarks in. We're going down to the latter part of the broadcast. Amen. Just push one on your phone. Amen. And sometimes people feel that their experience is not acceptable, but it is. But if you go to almost any Bible college, they have what they call life experience. How long you've been in this and how long you've been in that. When you apply for a job, they want to know, you know, how long you worked in this career, things like that. So, amen, living for the Lord mean a lot, amen, to our young people. And it should mean more of our seniors out there. Let's pass it along. If you go sit around a lot of seniors, you can learn. Young men, amen. All right, God bless you. Amen. Do we have another caller? You can press 1 on the phone. We're going down, amen, down to the latter part of the broadcast. Amen. I think we have a caller on the line. All right. God bless you.
Yes, Bishop Poole, bless the Lord.
Yes.
This is Elder Davenport out of South Carolina. Just wanted to comment on your subject this evening. I believe that I have a Proverbs 11 and 14 is what I want to give, where it speaks of a lack of guidance, a nation will fall, but victory is won through an advisor. In relationship to what we're talking about, relationships with the youth versus the elder and vice versa, my personal belief in this hour and this season is that we have lack of mentoring, not only in our homes, but in the body of Christ. I actually see it more in the African Americans, whether it's men or women, whether it's old or young, young or old. I believe the young people need someone to talk to, but they also need someone to listen to, and they need a listener that is not going to judge them, but to hear them for the generation and the things that, they are experiencing in this season and in this time. I think I heard one of the callers spoke about Paul and Timothy and Titus. Those men of God, especially in the first book of the church, of the first church in Corinthians, they taught, they sit, you know, at church we have what I call horizontal relationship. We go and we worship, but we don't have vertical relationship. We high praise the Lord, see you next Sunday, and that's all it is. But we don't take the time to go to each other's homes. We don't take the time to go out and fellowship because we have agendas that are just so busy that we really don't even have time for ourselves. And I believe that that is causing so much of chaos or so much falling by the way, because even I have to admit, as a developed and a mature Christian, you feel very lonely out here. You feel like nobody cares, relationships, accountability. Well, honey, I'll talk to you later, or I don't know. So I definitely can identify with the youth. And I think that's an area that we really need to be praying in with the body of Christ, that we will become more in covenant. And a covenant doesn't mean that I have to talk to you all the time, every day, but covenant was like Jonathan and David had. They knew things about each other in the realm of the spirit because the Lord would reveal that. So when it was time for them to connect, that they did. So I believe we're lacking that a lot in this season and this time, is relationship, commitment, accountability, mentoring, showing you how to, you know, you can't always tell a person how to do something because people have different ways of learning. Some people are tactile learners. You take my hand and show me how to do it, I got it. You take another person, audio, you show them, they got it. So we don't take enough time out for each other. We don't have time for each other anymore. And I say shame on us as a body of Christ. And like I said, not just from the older men to the young men, but it's from the older women to the black, to the African-American, young, old, all of us. I mean, we don't have time for our youth. We just say, oh, that's a different generation. We just wave our hands at it. Shame on us, you know. So we need to cultivate and develop more things in our ministry that will bring youth into the house and say, hey, what's the subject of, where's an area that we can talk about that can help you? How can I teach you how to be a more effective prayer as a young man? Or how can I teach you to be a more effective intercessor as a young man or as a young woman? Or what is it that you would learn, like to learn, that you've heard, but you would really like to learn and know more about? So that's where I feel we are, and that's what I like to add into this evening, sir. Thank you so much for your time.
God bless you. Very, very fruitful. Amen. It was very needful. Amen. Very fruitful. My mind fell on it was a time, sometimes people think they need to do a lot of this, but pets in America, amen, people leave their income and inheritance to them. Why? It was another movement came out, they call it Pet Rock. They came in and they was making a lot of money. Why? Because, like I say, relationship and being there with the person. You don't have to run a read a book or write a book in their presence. Just be there. Sometimes just to sit around. Many people have pets and dogs. They can't talk, but they just sit there. Amen. There's somebody they can relate to. It's physical. Amen. Lively. And with those of us, amen, that are listening, amen, is very fruitful what's being said tonight. If we as people of Christ, and as always, The Holy Spirit always gives us ideas. And I believe the Holy Spirit is speaking to special elect people tonight and today that you don't have to be super trained at all kind of degrees. The Holy Spirit has talent and issues, things that we can deal with. He handles that. And we just go there and be there, be an instrument and a servant and start these programs, these missions, and evangelistic outreach and bring them into the house of prayer. But first, they be there and mentor, amen, and listen to people. And God will send us qualified people to continue the program. Amen. I just got mixed pieces of that revelation a little bit. But some of you can work on it and improve on it. All right, we don't want to, as always, amen, look like we get down and we don't want to cut off. But we have another caller. Please call in the last couple of minutes here. We got about 5 minutes, amen, left into this broadcast and need to be reached out again. And we probably will have another subject, amen, pertaining to the women. But we're focusing on the man. The man is the head. Amen. But men and women, we are joint heirs together. God made Adam and Eve. They were joint heirs, amen, to the kingdom and joint heirs into this work. So women, you're not exempt for help training our young men. The man, he has a vision. He's always about protection and providing. And the woman, she wears two hats. She always listens to what God has to say. And she always, if she's married, she listens to what God, her husband has to say. And sometimes that can be confusing because she's working with the children and then trying to also to please her husband. So women, they have a great gift. Amen. They can do what men can't do. And men can do what women can't do. We all have a job description. Amen. But our young men, they need both. Amen. So for us that's in the body of Christ, maybe we can stir up a movement. Amen. To bring it back. To bring that part back. Amen. The church knows and the Holy Spirit knows. Amen. What his body needs. We all the one body. Amen. We all one body. It was one time Jesus was the only body on the cross. But now we all are one body. We all need one another. We all need one another. Amen. All right, we can take a call. If you can be 30 seconds or 1 minute, you can punch right in. Our technology, amen, is a little slow tonight. I don't know what it is, but we thank God for calling. And, amen, this is why, amen. Thank God you should just do 15 minutes, and the Lord help me do 30 minutes. Amen. Now we're up to an hour. We might have to go more. Amen. But we're going to pray. Amen. Because if you pray against the spirit Satan's bringing, he's a deceiver. He deceives and he always working. Amen. So, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. And, God, we come against the spirit of deception of technology. They're trying to destroy the family. Lord, we rebuke that spirit of technology. Oh, God, we rebuke the electronic demon in the name of Jesus trying to break up homes of our young people. And we rebuke it and cast it out from heaven and earth. Oh, God, not only that, but that spirit, oh, God, trying to the schism and that separation spirit, God, to come upon the mentorship, bring the mentorship back, oh, God, that we rebuke that spirit of separatism. Oh, God, and schism in the name of Jesus. Lord, we rebuke it in heaven and in earth. Every habit, every disease, the drug spirit, we rebuke it. Spirit of lust, we rebuke it. The spirit of lack, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And God, give every caller, amen, their heart desire. Oh, Lord, as we begin to listen, God, heal that spirit of infirmity. We rebuke that spirit of infirmity in the name of Jesus. Because you say where two or three come together in your name, there will be in heaven and in earth. And Lord, we believe it in heaven and in earth. That's those spirits will not come back. It will go back to hell to where it goes. And always thank God for you if you want to continue Amen. You can go to www.jcministries.org. www.jciministries.org, and you can view these broadcasts and the ones that have been already. God bless you. We love you. Continue to pray one for another. In Jesus' name, until next time.